Welcome to day two of All Points North. We slept in effectively a car park last night at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Had a 2 or 3 hours of quite broken sleep because it was actually quite busy. We found a really secluded little spot next to at the top of a cliff next to the sea, thinking that we'd just tuck ourselves away there, no one would bother us. But we just had a whole procession of cars turning up through the early hours of the morning. God knows what they were doing, including a police van, as we were just getting into bed. He wasn't bothered though, he was just intrigued as to what we were doing, how far we'd come, what the ride was that we were doing. I thought we were going to get nicked, but it's fine. So yeah, we've got up. It's a nice day. It's beautiful seeing the sun rising over the sea this morning, over the east coast. And our body is a little bit stiff and it's a bit slow to get going, to feel okay on the bike again. So it's been not particularly enjoyable first half an hour this morning, but you quickly get into the swing of it.
Yeah,
that is
pro.
That's a pro tip. You get your coffee on an endurance race, put a little bit of water in there so you can drink it 10% faster, maybe more than 10%. That is attention to detail.
That is time, it's probably 90% time saving.
Yeah. We're in Whitby now, as you can hear by the seagulls in the background. Cramming a pastry into my face, as well as having a little coffee. First coffee of the day, which is totally necessary, as we've just found out, trying to get over the North York Moors to get here. And the legs felt a little bit dead, didn't they?
Didn't they? A little bit. I didn't feel like I actually owned any legs. That was incredible. Really, really brutal. Quite a little 10% uplifts on the way. 12%, then 15%.
12.5% I clocked.
I'm sure the wind must have changed for us, so that it's, we're heading straight into it. Felt like that anyway.
What's your preference? Maple, apple or cinnamon?
Oh, it's a delicious selection.
Great, isn't it?
I'm going to go for the maple, I think.
I'll go for this apple.
Extra protein on the nut.
Anyway, the point is, we've got to the second checkpoint, haven't we? So, that's another one ticked off. But we've also found ourselves faffing a little bit, but kind of necessary faffing. We've done all right, but I think we're wary that we need to do a bit of a stint after this and crack on a bit. Quick pause here to check the route. Tense scenes here. So Adrian senses a bit of anxiety about the route choice that he's loaded up. We're just going to a review here. Yeah. He has his finger in his ear. He's getting some kind of messages here from the control centre. What is the decision going to be? Clock's ticking. Happy with that?
Yeah. And I'll use this as my loose stop.
Just riding through Middlesbrough, and what started out as a few local youths walking all in the same direction, wearing the same kind of gear, gradually increased into basically just hordes and hordes of these teenagers all walking towards the same place. We had no idea what was happening, and then we found ourselves completely surrounded, and it turns out it was Radio 1 big weekend music festival, and it looked like a much better time, to be honest, than what we're doing. But we managed to get through, lesson to it. Interesting to see what the youth of Middlesbrough are wearing, though. It was a little bit like going back to 1993. So through Middlesbrough, through Stockton, out the other side, and we're just trying to work out. We have our lunch, which is one of the highlights of the day, of course. We've been cycling for a while. And yeah, absolutely knackered, man. We came across pretty much exactly what we were looking for. Subway, next to a Costa, next to a McDonald's, right just off the road. Super quick to get in there, everything you need, caffeine up, go to the toilet, all that stuff. But just felt it was an hour too early, so we're cracking on. We've gone out the other side of all that urban sprawl into the countryside now, so that's nice. We're on quite a big road, so hopefully there'll be service stations along it, which are, after 4 years of doing this, I'm absolutely convinced, just the holy grail for the endurance cyclist. Petrol stations, everything you need, right next to the road. You know, it's not very cultured, it's not very sexy, but my god, it's an exciting place when you've cycled 120 kilometres and you need to turn your day around a bit. So I look forward to reporting back from a service station somewhere. I think yesterday kind of was a bit cruel in a way. I think it's given us a false sense of reality, isn't it? Because we got through so much distance yesterday so quickly, and it was so pleasant. Today just hasn't been the same, is that?
No, couldn't smash over, might have finished a day early.
Is that what you were thinking?
No. It gets harder as well each day, it gets more climbing each quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think the other thing about today is that it's been through some like quite big towns. Well, it's just is. It gets like, it gets a lot slower, doesn't it? Because you've got lots of traffic lights and junctions and things.
You get some fruit later.
Yeah.
Supermarkets like before, we head up onto the moors.
What are the moors?
Maybe they're not moors. The forest.
The Forest of Bowden? No, it's on the other side. Oh, Kilda Forest, yeah. This battered sausage is absolutely delicious. I mean, I'm sure it must be like horrific. But it's so good. honestly how we're doing. I haven't done that yet.
No, I've not looked.
I'll have a look.
This could be it, frightening.
Do you think so? Got to say, we're just going through Durham here, and after some of the dingiest, grottiest shitholes that we've just been through, coming through Middlesbrough and then up north from there, Durham is stunning. It's nice, isn't it, Durham? Oh. I'm tempted to take the road.
Sorry, a bit of an en route check there.
I'm tempted to take the road round. See where it just does like a little, it doubles back on itself.
Yeah.
Oh. It's full of really wholesome, rich, clean students as well. They all look like they're from a Jack Laws catalogue. It's really like quite a utopian sort of vibe. Lots of trees, old sandstone buildings. You know, so you're looking at all of that, and then sometimes you have to think about where the route's going and check the route. Durham.
All of the attractive, intelligent, athletic people from the surrounding towns.
That's what I was just saying. It's like an Aryan sort of experiment of just filtering out all the... They look so wholesome and clean and strong and intelligent.
Look at that guy there.
Look at him. To be fair, I'm not sure if he's a student.
He looks wholesome, strong.
He does, doesn't he? He looks like an athlete. Quick update for our listening millions, subscribers. We're a bit soggy and a bit tired, and sheltering under a tree somewhere, I don't know, northwest of Middlesbrough. Not totally sure where we are. But we've done 167 and a half kilometres today. It's 4:30. So we want to get to 200 kilometres by about 6-ish. Have a nice little stop and then see how we feel and try and tackle a bit more. We're heading up to the next checkpoint, is absolutely miles away. I'm not even sure where it is, to be honest, and how far we've got to go to it, but there hasn't been a checkpoint frenzy today. It's probably going to take us all day to get there. Are we heading up to Kildare? Is that the next? Then that's the next checkpoint. Yeah. A good thing in the last little stretch, even though it started raining, we met Alex and Michal, a couple of guys that we know. They're riding as a pair as well. They actually stumbled across us last night when we were asleep in our bivvies at 5 a.m. and went past us. So we assumed they were miles ahead, but they've had a nightmare today with their routing and found themselves in some little gravel tracks and things, so they lost loads of time and ended up coinciding exactly with their path. I had a little catch up with them. It was brilliant. Found out all the gossip of what's going on, how the fast guys are getting on, who they've come across on the route. So really fun part of doing these things when you you bump into other people and find out another little perspective on what's going on in the race. How are you feeling, Adrian? Yeah, the nervous and slightly somber laughter sums it up. It's been a tough little stint and it's raining, so can I just get one house special fried rice, please?
Yeah, house special fried rice.
And that's literally all
that's
I would like,
that's
yes.
All. Yeah, yeah. 7:50, please.
How long is that likely to take, do you think?
About 10-15 minutes.
Ah, perfect. Yeah. Cool.
May I have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. 7:50, please.
Yeah, a tenner in here somewhere. There you go. Lovely, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is such a good idea. Right, it's going to be like 10-15 minutes.
That's
right. So we've got, so about 1:30, 1:35 come back, go and get some fruit from Co-op.
I think I should order some more stuff from Chinese. My brain wasn't quite thinking when we stopped.
Well, I've got a special fried rice, so it's going to have all sorts of good stuff in there.
Yeah, fine. Two special fried rices.
No, just one.
Should you order another or something else?
Well, yeah, like, do you want to go and do your thing? I don't know.
Stuff from
that. Yeah?
Get something green.
Yeah. That'll be like quite a big, it'll be a big old portion.
Yeah.
We can halve that.
Good special fried rice sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, I'm not sure what's in special fried rice.
No, it's definitely a bit better than fried rice.
It was the most expensive fried rice available, so. I think it'll be brilliant.
My brain's sticking over really slowly, doesn't it?
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's what happens, isn't it? I wonder if they've got a little coffee station thing in here. If they don't, I would quite like a Red Bull.
Water.
I'm actually alright for water.
Yeah, I'm not too much.
Suppose we want something to drink now. So some water.
We'll be drinking straight from Kilda water.
Yeah. Packable stuff. We want some couple of supplies for later.
I'll leave it in a minute, we'll always get back in.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so as you can hear, we are in some kind of town here. It's basically the last town that we're going to go through before we start going north into the Kilda Forest. Oh, Bellingham, that's what it is. Bellingham. Do you know the directions to Bellingham? Is it near London? So we've got the Chinese ordered, we're craving some fruit because all we've eaten is basically pastry and sort of flapjacks and stuff, so need a bit of actual nutrients. And then we're going to, we've just done 200 kilometres, actually. Thanks for asking. Oh, well, a little bit short of that, but basically 200k. It's a delightful little town, quite old, quite workmanlike, prosaic, but with its own beauty to it. Very sturdy, hewn stone buildings. Slight touristy kind of edge to it, maybe. It's probably a really beautiful part of the world, but it's been basically really grey and drizzly, and we've not been really in the mood to appreciate the natural beauty that's been surrounding us. I'm interested in getting some food, but yeah, we're gonna have a nice little bit of grub now, and then we really want to do another 100k today and get to 300. But we're both feeling the pace a bit, so we will have to just see how it goes, really.
Wrapping it about 15 years ago. Now and again, it clicks. For some reason, it's doing it now. Right, good to see you. Ash, good luck.
Yeah, nice to meet you, mate. Yeah, great effort.
Hopefully, see you back at HQ.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're waiting, I mean, if you're waiting 3 more days.
Why are you still going to be there? Yeah.
you aiming for Monday?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Whether I can get a train home or not. You know, hang around for the curry at 8. I don't know, it depends. I might just decide to poodle around for the rest of it, depending on what the headwind's like. So.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
Go, enjoy the rest of it, mate.
You too.
That's interesting. It's doing a different way around. So.
I don't understand. He's going the opposite way to us.
No.
No.
No, he's doing the coast, but then he's going back across to...
Oh, the west one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite mental. I know. Oh, so that's why he's actually got further left than we think. That is, for us, checkpoint 3 done. Ticked off. And, we spent the last hour or so doing some high quality forest bathing, going through Kilda Forest. Ah! We've just got to the checkpoint, we've done the thing. And we thought our friend Nick might have stopped in the little pub next to it because we noticed he'd checked in.
I think you wanted it earlier. No
home reception here, so like no, because it stamps it when you took it.
Maybe you just popped in to take piss or something, man.
His bike wasn't there then. Was his bike not outside the pub?
No.
Yeah. He's probably just on it then, isn't he? You're going that way, eh? I've got the route now. Right, so we're cracking on. We've got a 10k gravel section through the forest coming up. Fortunately, we've got here before it's dark. Just about. So, should be slightly more manageable. But it could be interesting. Okay, we're on the gravel section. We're attacking it. So far, it's not as bad as we were fearing. It's kind of relatively smooth. There are sections of it that are nice and kind of flat and smooth, and you can pick your line and normally find somewhere that looks all right. It's not too loose. It is getting dark though. The sun's really going down. It's also quite misty and a bit drizzly and generally kind of dark anyway. So it's looking pretty cool and quite eerie. There's this track that's about, it's like a single lane car track, I guess. It's kind of very clay compacted mud with a light dusting of very, very small gravel bits. I don't know what you call the individual bits of gravel. I'm sure dedicated gravel riders have a whole grading system for this. But yeah, it's quite good. The only thing is we're going at like 10 kilometers an hour here, and it's a 10 kilometer stretch apparently, so that's a whole hour of this. Fun thing is I've engaged my secondary light. I feel like I'm a Land Rover or something. It's pretty badass. Why? How we doing, our kid? You're doing right. Wow. Oh shit, not that bit. Whoa. God. Yeah. Ah, the wind has come into play here. We've just come around the corner. It's been hit with like, oh God, this is savage. Oh, maybe this is the storm. We're expecting a storm, but actually not until tomorrow morning. We're gonna have to be tucked up. Some good shelter tonight. Oh. Right, I'm not doing any more recording. So, gotta be a bit quiet here because we're going incognito. We're kind of huddled in the doorway of a church in a little town, I think called Brampton. We've just cycled for about 3 hours in the rain, trying to find somewhere to shelter, unsuccessfully. We couldn't find anywhere. So we just headed for the nearest big town, well, biggish town, and still couldn't find anywhere. And the closest place is quite an ornate and nice looking stone archway sort of porch thing out the front of the church. It's raised up a little flight of stairs and it's quite shadowy. It feels like we can hide ourselves away up here quite nicely. No one's really walked past for a while, and there's a pub just down the road that's probably going to kick out at some point, but it does weirdly feel quite safe up here, isn't it? It's the steps kind of divide you from the outside world a bit. So I think we should be fine. We're just going to try and grab about 4 hours sleep here. It's 1 o'clock in the morning now, and we we've done 280-ish kilometres today, which is more or less what we were trying to do. But the final bit today was just extremely grim. And also included that 10k gravel section, which was like, it was really cool and exciting to start with. When the rain came in, it became a bit extreme. We were eyeing up like cow sheds and strange industrial complexes to try and sleep in. Obviously now that we've stopped and we're bedding down, all the weather's cleared up and it's absolutely fine. Sod's law. Adrian's just about to get his bum out. Very important to take your wet cycling kit off, including your shorts. Fortunately, we've got some spare like sleeping kit that we've managed to keep dry. So we're going to get our heads down now and then get up early in the morning and do it all again. And it's going to be the hardest day tomorrow because we're doing lots of climbing and we're going to be putting on lots of wet cycling kit in the morning. It's going to be absolutely disgusting.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.